Blog Talk Radio.
It's now time for Breaking Chains on YAT Radio, where we will be discussing the importance of spiritual, mental, and physical health. Get involved in the conversation by calling in at 858-357-9137 or catch the live stream at www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio. It's now time for Breaking Chains on YAT Radio, where we will be discussing the importance of spiritual, mental, and physical health. Get involved in the conversation by calling in at 858-357-9137 or catch the live stream at www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio.
Amen, amen, amen. God bless you. I greet you in the name of God the Father, God the Son, Jesus, and God the Holy Spirit. I pray all is well with you on your end. I tell you what, just as we was about to sign on, man, I tell you, the internet just went out. I tell you, but we're going to rebuke that devil in the name of Jesus. We go to plan C, and we're going to keep this thing moving. I tell you what, that means that we got a powerful show in store for you tonight. God bless you, Pastor Jackson. Good evening. God bless you, sir. We on plan C right now. So can you go ahead and open up your prayer, please?
In the name of Jesus, call a great evening to you, Pastor. He said plan C. Won't God do it? God will have that ram in the bush. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. Lord have mercy. We're going to take a few seconds to get in that presence of God. You know, the word of God say, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, forgive their sins, and heal the land. So we're going to take a few seconds to get in the presence of God by humbling ourselves in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen. Glory to your holy name, O loving Savior. Lord, we pray that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts would be acceptable unto you, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Lord, your word said, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray. Humble themselves and pray. So, Lord, we ask you for forgiveness for everything we've said, thought, or done that wasn't pleasing to your sight or to your hearing. And Jesus taught his disciples to pray in this manner, saying, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. In Jesus' name, Lord, we thank you for another opportunity to grace your presence, to come before your throne in prayer, Lord God, before we go before for your people, Lord God, spreading your word, giving them a word of encouragement according to the word of God. Lord God, we ask that you will keep us from hurt, harm, and danger, seen and unseen. Lord God, I want to send up a special prayer of healing for my Uncle Ozzy Christian, who is in Mobile, Alabama, Lord God. I'm reminded of the centurion soldier that said, I'm not worthy that you come under my roof, but if you would just speak, if you would just send your word, your servant will be healed. So, Lord God, I'm asking that you would send your word upon my uncle, Lord God, that he be healed, but it's according to your will, purpose, and plan for his life, Lord God. We thank you for all you've done, what you're doing, and what you're yet to do in the lives of your people and the lives that you have attached to us. Thank you, Lord God. We praise you. We glorify you. We magnify you. We lift your name on high. For your word says, if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto you. So, Lord God, we thank you for drawing us to you, Lord God. We thank you for saving us, for sanctifying us, for Holy Ghost baptizing us, Lord God, for properly equipping us, Lord God, to do your work according to the assignment that you placed on our lives, Lord God. We thank you for your Holy Spirit shining down upon us, Lord God. We just glorify you. We just praise your holy name, Lord God. If we had 1,000 tongues, we could not give you enough praise. But at the same time, we refuse. Help me, Holy Ghost. We refuse to let the rot crowd and praise unto you. So we thank you for what you're doing, what you've done, what you're doing, and what you're yet to do, Lord God. So we ask that you will take control of our hearts, mind, body, souls, and our tongues, that we would say something that would give your people encouragement, that we would say something that would give your people hope, Lord God, that we come in the name of Jesus, in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, Lord God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We don't come in ourselves, Lord God, so take control, shower down, send your spirit upon us, Lord God, in Jesus' name. And we ask that you will continue to bless the families that have lost people, not only to COVID-19, but heart disease, sugar diabetes, whatever the case may be. Lord God, touch that grieving heart right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Let them know and help them to understand that earth has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. So we just ask you to take control. Take control, Lord God, that we be meet fit for the master's use. In Christ Jesus' name, we say amen, amen, and amen.
Amen, amen, amen. God bless you, sir. Thank you very much. Today is Memorial Day, and this is a day that we give honor to the fallen soldiers for the protection and our rights of this country. So we stand with the people on this to honor fallen soldiers
Amen. Everywhere,
whether it's military, whether it be, I have to go beyond military as well and honor those that fought for our civil rights, those soldiers that fought and died in the streets, hung and murdered for us to have the little rights that we have now. I have to honor them and memorialize them on this day as well, not disrespecting our military. But also there are all type of soldiers out there that are fighting for all the people. So we honor them on this day. And as the military, we will honor them right now by the playing of taps. Everyone, respect.
see faith working by love. And I love the fact that he saved me, and I give it back when I praise him and fulfill the purpose he gave me. Waiting on the direction, and surrounded by his protection. I know you can see the headlight in me, cause I wear around like a necklace. God then gave me his passion, it stirred up in me, and it's going down like life camera action. With this shed of seeing blood on the ground, yeah, I need change in my city. In your city, from town to town, I need everybody to get with it. All the walls beating, built trying to burn them down. Yes, let's do this together, like a Jericho. So we gon' march and make a sound, unbelieving but better. And what it put in me is time to get it off the ground. I'ma make a difference. And to everybody that's listening, you need to do your own part and pitch in, and stop looking off from a distance. Stop the talking, let's do this. Looking around like what's the next move here. Just follow me and I'm gone, boy. Some things, man, you gotta walk through it. So he slay me, yet I trust him. Even through the mayhem, I can't rush him. Feel like my brain is on the verge of combustion. Still I can't be affiliated with no corruption. No doubt, gotta stay strong. That's why the weak and heart, they can't stay long. And that's the evil spot, the devil leave a mark. They hit their feet and walk looking like they gone. But still a war rage on. I'm not the one with the cape on, but I know the advocate who said to sit the blood of Jesus Christ. You better pay for it. With a message, no flesh here. You can tell by the words that I speak that I've been in his presence. No flex here, yeah. I'm just a chosen vessel for the time at hand, and it's the Father's plan that I reveal his plan. Let's go. So he made me a king with a purpose. No building, it's in the heart where the church is. Mountains better move out of my way. I can't help but say it, cause when it comes to my faith, you can call me crazy. Cause I believe the impossible, and I'ma go wherever the Father show. I know you can see that his glory on me. Ain't got the truth.
Listening to Breaking Chains. Call in live during the show at 858-357-9137.
And listen live on our website at youngadultstalk.org.
All right, thank you, big brother. Welcome back to the show. How y'all doing? We're Breaking Chains, special assignment. It's a Monday where we are, wherever you are in the world. God bless you. Thank you for turning us on. Listen, this is, here where we are in the U.S. of A. It's called Memorial Day, where we honor our fallen soldiers. Also, I had to add that, our civil rights soldiers, too, that fought for us to even be able to be black men and women, to be able to come on and have freedom of speech, because we were murdered and slaughtered and hung and drugged down the street and set on fire and all kind of brutal, vicious, evil things done to our ancestors for us to get to where we are today. Even our soldiers that fought, which falls into our Black History honorees for tonight. We're going to talk about it later in the next hour, but it's our Tuskegee Airmen's since this was a day for our fallen soldiers. So tonight I just got a question for you, for everybody, is are you on your mission? You know, because when you enlist in the military, you're given a mission, you know, sent on a mission, you're given an assignment, somewhere that you're going to go after boot training, boot camp. You're gonna get this piece of paper. It's going to tell you where your next assignment is, what your mission is. And that's where you go. And when God calls you, God sends you out on a mission. And it's called the Great Commission, actually. And the thing about it is that are we on our mission? Are we doing what God sent us out to do? Are we doing our assignment? Are we doing the work? And it's something because, you know, when you think about it, this is something that we're constantly talking about. Because we want to bring to your awareness, we want to bring to your heart, whether or not it got lost in there. So it doesn't matter. Everybody has different situations and different things that they're dealing with and going through. We understand that, but you know what I'm saying? That got to come a period when we have to ask ourselves: Are we on our mission? Are we doing what God sent us out to do? You know, with everything that's going on around us, when you really look at it. Is the work of the Lord being done? You know what I'm saying? Is the work of the Lord being spread throughout the streets to the four corners of the earth? You understand what I'm asking you? Are we going out taking care of the homeless, taking care of the needy, taking care of the thirsty, the naked, the widows, the orphans? Are we really doing these things? You know, and the problem is that a lot of times we don't want to have this discussion. Because we say we are doing things, but we're sowing a lot of seeds in a lot of different countries. But you know what I'm saying? You can't help nobody else until you help at home first. You got to take care of your house. You got to clean up around your house. And what I'm saying is that we all got things that we got to clean up that money can't fix for us. Money can't buy. So it's about what we need to do to help each other. We've gotten away from helping each other. We've gotten away from being honest with each other. We've gotten away from being truthful. We've started hiding behind lies and deceit and playing the role so well. So what type of mission are you on? I guess it's the biggest question. What type of mission are you on? Are you on a mission for God? Listen, you remember the Blues Brothers? You remember the movie, The Blues Brothers, right? Is that what?
Amen.
What did he always say? The Belushi. He said, "We on a mission from God."
Mm.
We seriously, and this ain't no movie. This real. I'm on a mission from God. Listen. My question to you is that whose mission are you on? Seriously. You know what I'm saying? You may be on your mission. But whose mission is it? Who sent you out? Are you on a mission of good? Or are you on a mission of destruction? And it's time to, it's really time to continue to talk about these things and put it in front of you. Give you something to think about. Give you that, you know, you stayed up late at night when you knew you had to be to work the next morning to watch our Arsenio Hall. When he put something on your mind and he say make you go, God is trying to put something on your heart that's not going to make you go, because listen, one thing about it is when God touches your heart and he comes in, you know what it is. You realize it. You accept it. Are you on your mission? And whose mission are you on? So I want to say good evening to everybody out there. Thanks for turning us on this Memorial Day. You know, I pray that you had a moment to speak to the Lord on this day, to send up prayers for the memorial of your loved ones that you have lost in the military and in whatever battle that they were in, whether they went to war or not. They went in and served this country the way that we feel about this country may not be the same way they felt because they went and served. So we honor that memory when we come into the knowledge and wisdom of true understanding. We look at things with a different perspective, and we still give God all the glory, not to take anything from anything or anybody. But we have to ask these questions. We have to face these situations because this is a different time and a different era. And the thing about it is, Pastor Jackson, I've been watching something on television, Tulsa, Oklahoma, how everybody is talking about 100 years later, they're getting ready to dig up and do this and do that. So my question is that, have you been on a mission to achieve this goal since then? And not only to achieve this goal to finally confront all of this, but why did it take 100 years to get there? You know what I'm saying? And why is it something that we are so-called putting out there now? Because it reached a landmark period of 100 years? Or what is your purpose of bringing this? What, you know what I'm saying? Are you saying that we are coming in a bond or a unified front as an American country, American people? Are you using this to try to do what? If you're using this, what is your purpose? So what is your mission? What mission are you on? It's a lot going on that people have different motives and they're on a different mission than what God sent us out here for. And we got to confront this before people get brainwashed and pulled away and distracted from what's really going on. Talk about that, Pastor. God bless you. Good evening. Welcome to the show. Break chain, sir.
Thank you, sir. God, a great evening and once again to you. And you know, you took the words right out of my mouth. What is the agenda? Is it to unify? Is it to come together with one accord? Is it a mission that God has placed in the hearts of those who are doing the front work, so to speak? What is the agenda? What is the motives? What is the intentions of the heart? And like you said, sir, it's been over 100 years, you know, and it's amazing because I know when we come on this podcast every night, we are on a mission sent from God. This is a podcast, a ministry that's ordained by God, that's approved by God, you know, and sent from God. So I know that we are on our mission, you know, and our mission is just like you said, the Great Commission, to go and to make disciples of all the nations. And by us coming on here every night, preaching and speaking and teaching God's word, then we are spreading his word throughout the four corners of the world. So yes, we are on our missions, but you know, so many times the lie has been told for so long to what we bring, it sounds like Chinese arithmetic to people, you know, because so many false prophets, so many camouflaged churches of Satan has been preaching false doctrine for so long. And when people hear the truth, they think it's alien. It's like alien to them. But we're going to continue to preach the word in season and out of season, you know, to reprove, rebuke, exhort with long suffering and doctrine. We coming with the word according to God's word. That's our mission. That's our assignment, to do the will of him that sent us, to be about our Father's business. You know, and like you said earlier, so many people are being deceived. So many people are being, and you've said this so long, and we've been talking about missions and assignments for ever since I came on this podcast, almost some 2 years ago. You know, and that's been the talk, that's been the focal point of the podcast. Are you on your assignment? So many people say, I've been sent by God. But, you know, there are some people that serve lowercase G-O-D. You know, so you try the Spirit, by the Spirit, to know if it is of God. You know, thank God for the gift of discernment. We thank God for true prayer warriors that's on their assignment sent from the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You know, we called out, we confront, and that's a part of our assignment. But we also applaud those who are standing on God's word, that's preaching God's word,
without fear, favor, or compromise. You know, because it's time out. It's time out. You know, enough is enough. So we have to continue to press. We have to continue to move forward in the things of God, you know, encouraging his people, giving his people hope. But we have to do it by example and not just words. You know, we got to get out to the highways and byways. We got to preach the word to those who are unable to come into the house. You know, to those that are deceived and just don't know, to those that just don't know no better. You know, we just got to continue to be bold, to be radical, to be confrontational. You know, like it or not, accept it or not, that's who we are. That's how God made us. So this Tulsa thing, you know, after 100 years, I hope that they are rehashing this for the better of the people. And not just black people, but all people, because, you know, all black people ain't good, all white people ain't bad, but God came for the people, all people, you know, but all lives don't matter if black lives don't. So how can you include all lives if you don't include the black life? Thank you, sir.
Amen, amen. God bless you. Thank you, sir. It's something because when you look at everything that's going on, you have to decide why you're on your mission. Are you a blessing to someone? Are you helping someone? You know what I'm saying? In your daily walk, if you're a child of God, in your daily walk, when you look back over yourself, are you being a blessing to someone in that day? In that 24 hours of every day that you are breathing,
come on,
are you being a blessing to someone? You understand what I'm asking you? Your mission is to help your brothers and your sisters. Because God said he will supply all of your needs according to his riches in glory. Not man's riches in the world, but God's riches in glory. So if you're being a blessing to someone, God tells you in Proverbs 11 that whoever brings blessings will be enriched, and one who waters will himself be watered.
Hmm.
So if you're being a blessing to someone and you are helping to someone to grow, you planting a seed
come
in
on.
Someone's life.
Come on.
You understand what I'm saying? You listen. We don't know who we're talking to when we come on here. But we know that somebody's listening. The numbers, listen, the numbers tell that. It may not be like the big names with all of the millions, but listen, God is doing what God is doing. You think listen, if I was the only one in the pulpit and nobody else in the building, I'm still going to get up and get a word. You see, some of you be like, well, ain't nobody here, so ain't no need of me going on. Why not? God is listening. God is pleased.
My Lord.
Because you didn't quit. You didn't give up. When are you going to be serious about the mission that you've been called to do and you've been put on?
Amen.
How about that? Are you on your mission? God bless you. Good evening. God bless you, Elder Melvin. Welcome to the show, sir. Are you on your mission? Are we on our mission as the body? Are you on your mission as individuals? Tell them about it, Elder Break Chains. Are we on our mission?
Oh, good evening, everybody. To the ministers behind
good evening,
the mic. And to all of my sisters and brothers throughout the world that can hear this broadcast. We love you guys. Well,
amen.
First thing, when you were talking about what this day is Memorial Day, I want to give that honor first, too. And I thought about someone Pastor was talking. I was a firefighter here in Baton Rouge, and there was no guarantee when you went to work that morning and that alarm went off.
Come on.
That once you mount that truck,
that's right.
No guarantee that you was coming back. Civil defense workers, when they go into those buildings, no guarantee they were coming back. Policemen, once they get in that squad car, my son is a policeman, there's no guarantee that you're coming back. All those type of workers, military, when you go to war, there is no guarantee that you're coming back. And I want you all to try to understand what I'm saying. That was one more. Christ, it is a guarantee that he wasn't coming back. But if you look at the significant value of all of, what did they all have in common? All those lives were given for somebody else. All those people think about it. That's what Memorial Day is on. We're not talking about just the people just died and laid, you know, laid down, died and went in the grave. This Memorial Day is, I look at it for protecting other people, even though we had loved ones to die. It's good to remember all that. But think about those that gave their life that you may live. All of it, just like what Christ did. So we want to look at it that way. And as far as being on a mission, yes, Pastor, this podcast, we on our mission because I studied and know what my daddy told us to do. We're doing exactly what he said, going the Great Commission. Preach, teach this word all over the world. Make disciples. We are doing this. So let's don't take the critic away from us or the critic away from those that are being what you call obedience and following my daddy's instruction. Now, we can make you hear, we can make you act, but our main purpose is to obey what he said do. I get everybody to know I'm working with my niece. She wants to go out and try teaching us, and oh, baby, that's not the time. I mean, you're just a baby in this yourself. But what you can do to keep a spirit, you can tell them what you was taught. Don't you try to teach nobody nothing, but just tell them what you was taught and what it did for you. And the first thing going to take place is the mental attitude. So don't be looking for no coming from a boat wagon to a Cadillac when you just met the Lord. He don't work like that.
Come on,
he don't work like that. But he will work with that mind. Things that used to make you sad, don't do it no more. Mad, don't do it no more. Places you used to go, don't do that no more. All of this stuff starts taking place. And when your perception gets right, looking at you, not nobody else, say, oh, I see what the minister's talking about now. You just start renewing your mind again. You're on your way to what we call prosperity. Yes, them same problems going to be there. Yes, them same trials going to be there. Yes, them same people talk about you going to be there. But guess what? You don't look at them the same anymore. In other words, you don't bother you. You know, anymore. And I want to say one thing, because I got technical problem too. I want to say one thing about patient. When I had the surgery, the three surgeries now on my hip, I was able to expedite it. Let's use that a little bit. But when it got to the shoulder, I couldn't do none. You know, get what I'm saying? I couldn't do none. So I looked at patient. Now, this was a patient, ma'am, you can't do nothing, so you might well accept it. So I accept it, but I looked at that patient differently. What is that time coming when there's something I can do about this thing I got, but it's not the right time? That's the patient going to try you. God tell you to wait, but you got the means to not wait. You have the resources not to wait. That's where you're going to have a problem. This patient I got, I couldn't do nothing, but I learned from it. I learned from that. It's just different than pain. I learned from this pain. I can't do nothing about to that one. And God's going to test you that you can do something about it. But God say, no, wait. But if you don't, you're going to have a problem. So learn. Check, watch, look at yourself first. Look at yourself first before you try to go in and fall. And Pastor said something that I've always been for. Charity. Going out doing this stuff all over the country. And I spoke this when I first come on the radio. The other country can't get nothing from me right now because I see so many problems right next door. This is what my dad was talking about. Melvin, charity begins at home. Why would you go 100 miles away and your neighbor right down the street don't need but $22 to keep your utilities on? Boy, I'm just on advantage. You didn't do nothing. I never knew you. But a lot of people do these things like this to get prestige, get their name on a piece of paper. I don't care about my name being on nothing. But oh, the paper that say obedient from heaven, Melvin was. That's what we want you guys to see. Don't worry about God. God's going to exalt you. when he exalted from heaven, man can't do nothing about it. I hope what I said just then was able to inspire courage, help somebody along the way. Thank you, guys.
Amen. God bless. You know, it's something because, you know, on this day, you know, men that gave their lives for their country, maybe died in war or died of natural causes, afterwards they still serve their country. And you said something about the firemen. When I started the show, Memorial Day was based on the fallen soldiers, of course. But you know, when you talk about a soldier, you talk about a fighter. You know what I'm saying? Somebody going into the military. You talk about somebody that's walking in a fire.
Warrior.
You talk about somebody that's going to protect and I'm talking about, you know, protecting to serve a city for real. Getting dropped on the job or whatever, or retired from the job or whatever the case may be. You know, I have to look at that. But then I see a lot of veterans that are homeless, sitting on the streets begging and hungry and dirty and filthy and need to be cleaned up, and seeing a country that's one of the richest countries in the world, knowing that that we overlook the most important situations, and we say that we are a country all about God, which is not the truth, because this is you can tell by the way that we mistreat people, the way that we mistreat veterans, we mistreat black people, African Americans, people of color. But then you know how to try to come in and manipulate and distract situations. But let me say something to you out there, my brothers and sisters in Christ. The scripture tells you in James 2 that if a brother or sister is poorly clothed and lacking in daily food, and one of you says to them, go in peace and be warmed and filled without giving them the things needed for the body, what good is that? A lot of you do that. Stop doing it.
Get on board. You teach me.
Stop saying, you know what I'm saying, just go in peace. God going to take care of it. That's why God placed them in front of you to test you and to see what type of mission you on and whose mission and who sent you. Because if you ain't give them nothing to take care of their needs right then, listen, it could have just been a dollar to go to McDonald's. You could have just walked across the street to get a Happy Meal and put something on their belly. Listen, man, let me tell you something. All right, I'll oversee it, John, man. Y'all get me all started up. Are you on your mission, and whose mission are you on? Who sent you? Want to say God bless you. Good evening, Pastor Kemp. God bless you, sir. We love you. Thank you for being here tonight. Our overseer, Pastor Kemp, are we on our mission, and whose mission are we on? Who sent us? Break chain, sir.
If you ask, the prince of this world is Satan. Satan is the one that controls this world.
Yes.
Satan controls the flesh. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak.
Yes.
Satan has a way of making everything look good.
Come on.
Homosexuality. It's good. Stealing is good. That's how America came about. It was stolen from someone. And murder. So that's what this world is about. And enslaving and kidnapping, enslaving a race of people and becoming billionaires of their labor, that's what this country was found and built on. Not all men were created equal, and we're endowed by our own creator with certain inalienable rights. Among those rights of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Well, that does not relate to everyone. I look today, and as we deal with, we're dealing with Memorial Day. Memorial Day was a day that about 7,000, 7,000 slaves came together, and they marched, and they had food and celebrated for the unions, what the Union soldiers they did to help free them. That's what the Memorial Day came from. But I'm a veteran, and I have my flag flying, and my flag is not flying because I'm so gung-ho about America. Let me get that straight, because I want to say something.
and I want to say it, I need to say this. I certainly, and when you take the oath to go in the military, they say to protect and defend the Constitution of America. Never a flag. The Constitution says everybody's created equal. The Constitution of America, the 13th Amendment to the Constitution, say that that freed the slave. The First Amendment is the freedom of speech. The Second one is the right to bear arms. Okay. Now, and when we go into these things, we don't, as African American, we don't have them. The most patriotic individuals in America today is a black man. And some Amen. Might say, and whites may argue with me, but I don't know one other race that have fought on every battlefield for America.
I appreciate it.
Ride on the back of a bus, separate citizens. And I'm not talking about the Civil War. I'm not talking about World War One, Two. I'm talking about we still getting killed on the streets of America during the Iraq War, the Afghanistan War, all these things still going on today. So when you celebrate that the most patriotic people are black soldiers who served, knowing when they came back home, they were separate and unequal. That if you don't say that's love in somebody that don't love
Amen.
You.
Amen.
That's like loving a woman when you come home, she's shooting at you. That's what it's like. You loving a female, but when you come home, you have to duck bullets to get in the house.
Mm-hmm.
That's America. I mean, if the truth be told, some people are going around and to tell a lie and salute and things like that. You got systemic racism concerning job, the employment, your finance and agencies and everything else. It's still going on. And why would you have to write about 160 years later you fighting for freedom and fighting for rights when it don't take, but if you was freed in 1865, in 2021, you still talking about fighting for your
Amen.
Rights, and they tell you it takes time. It doesn't take that long, not 100. God forgive me. Hell, it don't take 150 years for somebody to learn to treat you as an equal and then claim that we are a Christian country. I thought they say, love you one another if I love you. By this, now being a Christian is being a disciple. By this, all men would know you are my disciple.
Amen.
By this, all men would know you are my disciple if you have love for one another. So when I listen at all these big-time evangelicals on television, and I never hear them complaining of Black Lives Matter. I never see them fighting for black. But then we pack their churches and we turn over people, and then we listen at them. Everything they tell us, just pray. But I've always heard faith and then tell me, you got to have faith and pray. But the children of Israel, before they went in the battle, they prayed then they went in the battle. The Bible teaches faith without works is dead. You could have all the faith in the world, but you have to do something. It's a verb. It's an action word. A verb is a word that expresses action or state of being. Throughout the Bible, throughout the Old Testament, the New Testament, God gave laws that the children of Israel were to follow. God did the same thing all the way through the what's called Jesus came against unrighteous laws. Jesus came to change certain things. But we get up in church today, and I want to say this, the African-American church is the most populous entity that we have. But we sit, and the Bible says, thou shalt not kill. Well, no, we're not going to talk about that today. Well, when are you going to talk about it? Your children are dying. When are you going to address the problem that whites, so many whites are not Christian? When are you going to address the problem that if you see that we love one another, why are you treating me? Why are we still fighting for rights? And then you say that, and if the church would like to change it, It could be changed at a twinkling of an eye. But some people don't want to change it. Getting away with the Voting Rights Act. All this stuff that's going on right now. They won't teach even, let me explain something to you. When you have a people, the Bible says, thou shalt not lie, what's called witness against your neighbor, right? False witness, the lie is that we're subhuman and that we're ignorant, and you did more inventions than they did. But we're taught in church, don't do nothing but pray and do certain other things, but don't fight against the evil. I don't know where we get that from. That's not biblical. We're to fight against evil. And I'm not talking about against, it don't have to be a physical fight, but so many of us say, well, it's a separation of church and state. Who made that up? The same people took prayer out there, the same people that try to change everything and say everything that is acceptable. That's who done it. So I just want to say that on this day, I celebrate. I have friends, man. We come out of the neighborhood a couple of years apart during the military. Some left here at their 19th birthday before they turned 20. They were dead in Vietnam, sent back in a box. In a box. How did two mangler open it up? But that's for a country that we still were around here. They hadn't passed the civil rights. Was activated in 1974, was passed in 64, but it wasn't put in the act until 74. And we got in the war ended in 75. We have people die, country and a way of life that had nothing to do with us. And so when I think about it, we need to really teach the word, but the church needs to come together and have a plan, because we are God's children too. God, they say God is no respecter of a person. And if they would do their homework, they know who African Americans are. But we don't know who we are because we want to live a certain lifestyle which is not conducive. They don't live by the word of God, but they want us to live by the word of God so that they could misuse you. Well, that's something odd. Now you're telling me to do something that you can't do. But my Bible teaches me also that we are to treat people the way we want to be treated. But for some reason,
amen,
others don't go by the same Bible. Now, I'm going to say this. I love God and I love everybody. But if people are lying to me, I will call a spade a spade, a lie, a lie. And Satan is busy in America. Satan is busy. For some reason, the Europeans have changed. They colonized, the French colonized Africa, the Portuguese colonized, the Britons. The Spaniards, they colonize different places. And they go in and take all of the natural resources.
Mm-hmm.
They take all, they kill the mm-hmm. people, take all the natural resources. That's the same people that preached us Christianity. They don't live by it. They send their missionaries in, and like they're giving you money and doctors in, and the people start dying, they bring the army in, and they control your country. I can't forget.
Yeah,
and
well,
so during this time, I'm going to be honest with you. Sometime, when I studied the word of God, it said, when I was hungry, did you feed me? When I was thirsty, did you give me a drink? When I was naked, did you clothe me? When I was hungry, did you take me in? And then it said, when I was sick, did you visit me? When I was in prison, did you visit me? What you've done to the least of them, you've done unto me. This stuff is not really going on. They complain about the welfare, but that's what the Bible teaches us, mm-hmm. the help we need. I was reading it in James where it tells us coming to the end about taking care of the widows and the orphans.
Mm-hmm.
But we complain about it. We say no abortion, but when the orphans go, most of your orphans end up in prison or dead. But they put them on the street at 18. So the principles that we're governed and guided by, which is of the flesh and which is of Satan, and our leaders today are no more than demonic spirits.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Those rulers of countries are no more than demonic spirits who have the most powerfulest army, and they send the poor kids out and have them die on the battlefield so the rich kids could enjoy their life. Amen. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you, Pastor. Thank you. You know, there's a lot going on around us. We have to be vigilant in everything that's going on, prayerful, and be mindful and gain understanding about what God says about what's going on in your world today. God has already spoken. It's up to you to study it and understand it and to receive knowledge so that you can gain God's peace that surpasses all understanding. Because without you having knowledge and understanding, there's no peace. Okay? So you wonder how certain men and women of God are at peace with everything that's going on around them. Storms everywhere. Hurricanes everywhere. Tornadoes everywhere. Firestorms. You know what I'm saying? Fiery darts being thrown at them all over the place. But they're at peace. You don't see them stressing and worrying and losing control because they have God's peace. That surpasses all of understanding all over them. And you need to get to that place. And we pray for you to get to that place. And we are a work in progress every day. You know what I'm saying? We're not where we were supposed to be either. We won't get there until we meet God in the sky in his glory. That's when we get there. We won't get there on this side. You know what I'm saying? But we strive to get closer and closer to him. You understand what I'm saying? So until we leave this flesh and our spirit goes back to him, it's when everything starts happening for you. You know what I'm saying? You're going to enjoy some things here on earth. Yes, you are. You know what I'm saying? But you walking in, and listen, can I say it like this, Pastor? We are walking in hell every day. You know what I'm saying? Did you hear what I said? We're walking in hell every day with God's hedge of protection around us that we don't even feel the blunt of it at all. You know what I'm saying? Because, listen, what did he say? He told Peter that he will build his church upon this rock, right? That the gates of hell will not be able to prevail against it, right? So if the gates of hell can't prevail against the church, and we are the church, and if you are the true church of the true and living God, you good. You're good. So you know what I'm saying? Accept that and believe that, y'all, and stop letting things overtake you and get on your mission. You know what I'm saying? And like I told you a few minutes ago, the Blues Brothers, you know what I'm saying? Think of that in a hilarious way for yourself, but take it seriously. He said, we're on a mission from God, you know, and get on your mission, you know, by any means necessary. Do what God has asked of you. And accept that mission and get on it. We're coming across the top of the hour. We come back, the men of God come together, and we get ready to kick off our 2-minute warning in this next hour. We also bring you our Black History honorees and our health tip in the next hour. Get involved in our conversation, 858-357-9137. Hey, it is the special assignment on this Monday with Breaking Chains. YAT Radio is live. Good evening to you, y'all.
It's now time for Breaking Chains on YAT Radio, where we will be discussing the importance of spiritual, mental, and physical health. Get involved in the conversation by calling in at 858-357-9137 or catch the live stream at www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio.
Man, it sound like some straight superhero music, don't it? Sound like somebody about to swoop down out the sky. But I hate the day.
Swoop down out the sky, man. That'll be some good
news,
right?
He came walking up. That's what it sound like, though. About his father's pigs. He was an urban missionary. He an urban missionary. Urban missionary. He swooped down with some news that's good. He an urban missionary.
missionary, a urban missionary. He learned the gospel and he bring it to the hood. He a urban missionary, a urban missionary. He swooped down with some news just good. He a urban missionary, a urban missionary. He learned the gospel and he bring it to the hood. Once upon a time I was posted on the block with a 40 on my hip and a pocket full of rocks. Out there acting bad, steady ducking, dodging cops. Seen a whole bunch of people, so I pulled over stops. It's some church folks, I would say to my surprise. Then this preacher came to me, asked what else I do but grind. I stood there for a minute and I took a little time. I told him I'm a rapper, so he asked me what's a rhyme. When I finished rapping, he just stood there with a smirk. Then he asked me, could he take me to some rappers from his church? He took me to this dude that looked just like me, with some Tims on his feet and a fresh white tee. When that boy spit, I seen that fire in his eyes. And he told me for my sin was the reason Jesus died. I told him that was dope, and I asked him what's his name. He reached and shook my hand, and he told me it was plain. He a urban missionary, a urban missionary. He swooped down with some news that's good. He a urban missionary, a urban missionary. He learned the gospel and he bring it to the hood. He a urban missionary, a urban missionary. He swooped down with some news that's good. He a urban missionary, a urban missionary. He learned the gospel and he bring it to the hood. I know this dude that live off in the worst part of the city, where bangers get bust and them boys live gritty. Right outside his crib, they be posted selling dope, but he moved there because he know the gospel brings hope. He take them in his crib, bring them right up off the streets, give them food for their belly and some books they can read. I'm glad he moved in because he's so into a need. If it weren't for dudes like him, I'd be still smoking weed. Out there from the block, time to come up on some G's. Probably be up in my grave, lay for rest or I pee. Man, he took us in his crib and let us meet his wife. I was already saved, but that day changed my life. He said and told us stories how that drama got real, how they shot up in his crib, wife almost got killed. Man, I sat there listening to him with tears in my eyes. Every word that he spoke lit a fire deep inside. Have you ever take a trip to the west side of the shot? Go and look that boy up, man, his name Brian Dye. He a urban missionary, a urban missionary. He swooped down with some news that's good. He a urban missionary, a urban missionary. He learned the gospel and he bring it to the hood. He a urban missionary, a urban missionary. He swooped down with some news that's good. He a urban missionary, a urban missionary. He learned the gospel and he bring it to the hood. He a urban missionary, a urban missionary. He swooped down with some news that's good. He a urban missionary, a urban missionary. He learned the gospel and he bring it to the hood. He a urban missionary, a urban missionary. He swooped down with some news that's good. He a urban missionary, a urban missionary. He learned the gospel and he bring it to the hood. There's a dude on the corner that's out there smoking weed that need to hear the truth, cause the truth is set him free. There's a baby in the building that don't got no food, cause a mama on the block trying to get it from them dudes. Ain't nothing wrong with you going overseas, but there's people on your same street need to be free. If you wanna do a mission, you ain't gotta look far, cause some people need to hear the truth in your backyard. On the bus stop, girls at the beauty shop, dudes at the barber shop, the people at the car wash, the dudes sitting next to you at the coffee shop. We supposed to hit the hood until it look like God's block. Until we die, we suburban missionaries. Until we underground and in the cemetery, it's time to go to war. Ain't no time to be scared. They need the living water that's flowing out your belly. We a urban missionary, a urban missionary. He swooped down with some news that's good. He a urban missionary, a urban missionary. He learned the gospel and he bring it to the hood. He a urban missionary, a urban missionary. He swooped down with some news that's good. He a urban missionary, a urban missionary. He learned the gospel and he bring it to the hood.
Lift you up on high in the name of Jesus. All right, welcome back to the show, y'all. How you doing out there? Thanks for turning us on. This special assignment on this Monday, 858-357-9137. Pick up your phone and get involved in the conversation. All right, as I kick off this hour, tomorrow is June 1st. June is a very, very important month to me. And the reason being is a couple of reasons, several reasons, actually. Number one, I wake up in the morning, it'll be a new day. How about that? So I give God all the glory for that. Number two, June is the month that God allowed me to be brought into this world. You know what I'm saying? So that's powerful in itself. Number three, June was also the month that my dad was brought into this world. Number four, June, on the same day of my dad's birthday, is the month that my first grandson was born. So, you know, and then here's something that really just, you know what I'm saying, gives me goosebumps, as Elder Melvin always talks about, because it's powerful to me. Everything I said was awesome, you know what I'm saying? But this is it right here. 25 years ago, come June 26th, God gave me this vision and told me to work on changing my life, because he had a mission for me to complete and get on. And I got on this mission, be 25 years come this month of June. So starting next month, we're going to be celebrating all month just the birth of Young Adults Talk, Rotten Apple Productions, and everything that God has blessed me to see. So you know, this is very important month.
Amen.
So I want you to be a part of it. I want you to celebrate life with me every day like we already do. But just know that the month of June is very special to me. And I wanted to just take a few minutes to, you know, humble myself to even acknowledge that. Pastor Jackson always makes it known that, you know, I'm not going to be the one that's going to pat myself on the back. I'm not going to be the one to try to shine spotlights this way, because that's just not me. Because God gets all the glory for everything that's going on in my life.
Amen.
But you know what I'm saying? It touches my heart, because, you know, I asked my mom, let me share something with you. I have this birth defect, and it's with my left eye. And I used to get teased a lot when I was little and bullied because of it, right? Because it was very deformed. And I asked my mom one day, Mama, what happened? What happened? You know what I'm saying? I wanted to know. What happened? You know what I'm saying? You beat me up or something? You dropped me on my head or something? What happened? You know, I really wanted to know, you know, what you did to me. You know what I'm saying? And this is exactly what my mother told me. My mama said that when she was pregnant with me, and I'm just sharing a testimony with y'all, but that's okay. My mom said when she was pregnant with me, my sister, Sonia, got her loose from her and ran and was running out in the street. And my mother went to go get her, and my mother fell. I bounced around and flipped in her stomach. But in my flipping, no one knew that the umbilical cord had wrapped around my neck.
Jesus,
so when I was being born, I came out breech. For you that don't know breech means, that means I came out butt first, telling you to kiss my butt when I first came into the world. That just goes to show you why I'm so radical. I don't care about how mad you're. Okay, I'm going to leave that alone. But she said that the doctor was pulling me out, I wouldn't come out. I wouldn't come out.
Wow.
And he kept pulling. And as he was pulling, the umbilical cord was choking me.
Choking. Jesus.
Taking my life from me. And my eyes literally start popping out of my head. And when I came here, but she said that he didn't know what was holding me in. So, you know, they have them tubes where they spread the woman's womb open. I don't know what they call Dr. Kemp, but they spread them open wide. And she said that he put his hand in her, and he felt the umbilical cord around my neck that was keeping me from coming out. So I was almost dead as I came out, but when they pulled me out, my left eye was damaged beyond repair. Ligaments and muscles are torn to this day in my eye. And, you know, repairing it would anyway. So I said all that to say this. God always has a purpose for your life as long as you're still breathing.
Amen.
If you don't know what your purpose is, you need to ask God to show you what it is, so that as long as you're still breathing, you have an opportunity to get right with Christ. You understand? And accept him in your life and allow him to be your Lord and Savior, so you can be reconciled back to the Father, the Heavenly Father. I said all that to say, because everything that I've been through in my life, damaging my own self, God kept me. God spared my life. And here I am today telling you about it to give your life over to Christ so that you can get on your mission for God. Amen. Man, good God Almighty.
Amen.
All glory to God. Listen, let's kick off our two-minute warning, man, because, you know what I'm saying, I ain't trying to get emotional, you know what I'm saying, because that's real to me. You know, God had a mission, so I'm good.
And you still on it.
Still on it. Still on it. 25 Urban years missionary. Later. And still doing what thus says the Lord, and I know that he got something even greater coming. So we're going to be prepared
Amen.
For it. I thank God for you brothers being here and being a part of it, man, because we in this together. And we're going to complete the mission until he calls us home. So we just going to keep doing what thus says the Lord.
Well done.
Amen. Let's kick off our two-minute warning, y'all. Here's something. So tonight, I want to give, let's give some advice. You know, we pray that someone will receive what God has placed in our hearts, but we need to give some advice tonight. We need to give some guidance tonight. And everybody, I want to move through this real carefully, but swiftly. I want everybody to keep to 2 minutes because I want to give some different pointers to some people. You know how they say, I'm going to give you this free nugget right here. You know what I'm saying? Next one going to cost you. so, you know, I want to give out some free nuggets tonight because our people are in a time that they're not even aware that God is transitioning things right now. He's transitioning wealth. He's transitioning
Amen.
Blessings. He's transitioning things that people don't see in the physical yet that God is doing it
Amen.
In the spiritual realm that he's about to rain down blessings upon his children. So let's take these this next few minutes of the show and do our two-minute warning by giving out some advice and some preparation pointers for our people out there. Brothers, are we prepared for that? Are we on one accord with what we have to do right now? This is very serious because this is a day that people are celebrating, and maybe they listen to the show live or maybe they're listening to it later, but let's do that. So let's kick off our two-minute warning. I'm going to start with you, Pastor Jackson. Things are going around us. A lot of things have happened within the last year and a half. COVID, a lot of things, you know, vaccinations, different things going on behind closed doors. How do we help to prepare the people to be on top of what God is doing and stop being distracted about what man is doing? What do we tell the people to prepare them? And to get them prepared for what yet to come. Your 2 minutes starts now, sir. Break chains.
You know, I just want to encourage people about the love of God first and foremost, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Also, while we were yet in sin, Jesus died for us.
Yeah.
Jesus was sinless, yet God sent him to live. Yet God sent him to our sinful world, you know, among sinful men. Then Jesus died on the cross for our sins. He who knew no sin became sin for us all. He was innocent, yet he was treated as though he was guilty. We were guilty, but through his sacrifice, we were seen as innocent. This transfer of righteousness through his death on the cross is more than we deserve. That's how much God loves us. So if God so loved us that much, don't you know he knows the plan that he already has for us. We have to stick to the master's plan. If we get ahead of God's plan, then it is no longer God's plan. It becomes our plan. And if we get ahead of God, then that means we've left him behind. Stick to the master's plan. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman not ashamed to rightly divide the word of truth. Wisdom is the principal thing. But above all things, get understanding. Get understanding of who God is. Get understanding of why Jesus came. And get understanding of why he's coming back. He's not coming back on the cross. He's not coming back in a manger. You know, he's coming back to judge us. So prepare yourself. You know, Pastor was talking earlier. Stop storing up your treasures here on earth, but store them up in heaven. Yes, we can live a good life. Okay, that's hard, you know. That's a part of the American dream. But God's dream is that we may have life and life more abundantly for eternity, for all eternity. So I want to encourage you give you an understanding of just how much God loves us. And if God loves us, so loved the world that he gave his only child, God has a plan, a purpose, and a will for our lives. Stick to the master's plan. But in order to know his plan, you got to know him. Thank you, sir.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Powerful. Amen. All right. Elder Melvin, you ready to comment, sir?
Yes, sir, Doc. Hey, good evening, my pastor, Kemp. But anyway, I picked up something that you were saying, prepared. When you study, the things are not supposed to slip up on Christian people. When you study, the Lord told this one, I'm talking about me. My dad told me, the things are going to happen in divers. What are you talking about, divers? Well, it never happened there before. Okay, so what? Start looking for it. We're not used to no tornadoes. We are practically in the deep south, in Baton Rouge. We don't have no tornadoes down here. We didn't. I'm Pastor Kim. We're getting them now. That's divers. We had the biggest hurricane down here, and they don't even spawn off a tornado. But we are getting them often. How do I know that? Because I studied and my dad said that was going to happen. So I'm taking preparatory measures by expecting this. So if you're expecting something, there is no surprise. Come on, people.
God.
If you expect it, there is no surprise. There is nothing. I'm not going to say nothing can happen to you, but God prepared his people. I'm expecting things just for their Bible to say. I'm looking for us to get blanketed with snow down here one year. We did in New Orleans a few years ago. Those are diverse things. Those are things that are unexpected things happening in places where they don't normally happen. But people, I'm telling you, the only way you're going to learn this stuff, you got to study. Pastor Kim can't teach you this. I can't. The other minister can't teach you. You got to do this for yourself. There won't be no surprise in your life. I don't know whether I'll be able to hold out any longer, Pastor, but you got to know if I can't hold out with my phone the way it is, you all know what to tell them when I end my night. But I just want to tell you guys that. And just in case, good night.
Amen. 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 God bless you, sir. Thank you. Amen. All right, Pastor Kim, what kind of words can we give the people to prepare them for things that they're yet to see, and what do we need to say to the people to give some great advice? Your 2 minutes starts right now. Break chain, sir. Unmute.
Okay, I'm sorry. Yes, I'm here. 2 Peter 1:3 tells us his divine power have given us everything we need for life and godliness through our knowledge of him who calls us by his own glory and goodness. That same God that called us out of darkness into the marvelous light have equipped us with everything that we need. We have God's GPS, which is the Bible. The Bible is God's GPS to everything we need. That's why the Apostle Paul wrote that we are to study to show ourselves approved unto God, that a workman need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, because he understand that if we are to try to reach our people, you can't live by something that you don't know anything about. So many people are trying to live a Christian life but don't know the word of God. They don't want to pick up the Biblos, and the Biblos is Hebrew meaning the Bible, the book.
The Bible,
so they don't want to pick the book up, and, you know, it then they go to people that's going to tell them what they want to hear with itchy ears, and it's like the blind leading the blind. You're in the ditch. But then there's a scenario which the most wisest man in the world, which was Solomon, gave to us. It was King Solomon who taught us that trust in them, I mean, King Solomon, I'm sorry, King Solomon says that we're to trust in the Lord with all our heart and lean not to our own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Now, Jesus gave also, and that tells us that we are to let God lead and guide us in that way. But we are so busy trying to live the way we want to live instead of studying the Bible. That's why we have to study to learn the Word of God. And that's our main thing, is we don't know the Word of God. You know, we don't know it. And so, and then we're believing, allowing other people to study it for us. We refuse to get our commentaries, our dictionary, and a good study Bible so we can study. We refuse to get those things, so we just go to church and anything someone say is yes.
Amen.
So we fall behind. And if you ever notice, you know, the Bible, we quote scriptures and don't know what they mean. You know, they say you try the spirit by the spirit. And the only thing that means, if it's not in the word, printed in the word of God, it's not of God's spirit. And it's not that the spirit told you this. No, the spirit wrote this, and that's why I'm saying this. So what I have to do is tell anyone, I can't love a woman, a lady that I don't know. And so I can't say I love the Lord and he heard my cry. You don't know who the Lord is. You know, we have to, as individuals, we have to study and learn God. The Bible says, how can we walk together unless they're in agreement? To get in agreement with God, we have to understand what he wants us to do. We have to understand that he didn't sin. It says he who knew no sin was made sin. That his primary purpose for coming to this world was to die for the sins of the world. I know we want prosperity and all this other stuff, but he didn't come for that. He came to seek and save that which was lost. He came but for the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And then he died when, before he left and went back to heaven. He told the children of Israel, because he wasn't dealing with other nations. He told the children of Israel, after he taught them everything, now go and teach the world. Now go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things that I've taught you. Lord, I'm with you always, even until the end of the age. God bless you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. God tells us in the book of Joshua, chapter 1, he says, only be strong and very courageous, being careful to do according to all the law that Moses, my servant, commanded you. It goes on to say, do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may have good success wherever you go. It says, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. So are we living that way? Are we living according to the word of God? Or are we living according to the plan of man? Pastor Jackson, your 2 minutes starts on that question right now. Are we living based on the word of God? Or are we living based on man's plan? Your 2 minutes starts now, sir. Break chains.
You know, the word of God says, be not conformed of this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Dr. Kim just so eloquently spoke. We have to study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman not ashamed to rightly divide the word of truth. So many times we just like, I got to piggyback on you, Dr. Kim. I got to piggyback on you. So many times we want to hear a word. We go in seeking of a word from someone else, you know, instead of getting into knowing God and his word for our oneself. Yes, you know, the word of God said, you know, how can you hear except there be a preacher? But you got to know God for your oneself, because when Jesus come back, Pastor Rod ain't going to stand with me. Dr. Kemp ain't going to stand with me. Melvin ain't going to stand with me. I'm going to stand before God, Jesus, his son, all by myself. He's not going to be concerned about what my neighbor did down the street, up the street, next door, across the street. He's going to be concerned about what I did and did not do for the kingdom of God. You know, it's not about when I died. It's about how I lived according to the word of God. So we got to stop seeking after any and everybody to give us a word, because, you know, the word of God says many false prophets have gone into the earth, you know, many. So if you're not up on the word of God, you can so easily be deceived. And if I can if I can distract you with a lie, I can deceive you from the truth.
All right.
That's good. That's good. Amen. All right, Pastor Kemp, that same question come your way. Are we living based on the word of God, or are we living based on man's plan? Your 2 minutes starts right now. Break change.
Yes, we have so many false teachers out there today. We don't study for ourselves to find the truth out. So what it's ironic that being said about all the false prophets and teachers that's out there today. You know, Jeremiah told us, said, "Our sovereign Lord, the prophet keep telling them, you will not see the sword of the suffering come indeed. I will give you lasting peace in this place." Then the Lord said to me, the prophets prophesied in lies. That's in Jeremiah the 14th chapter, that they're telling us lies. And, you know, Jesus warned us against false prophets who come, you know, sheep and wolves and sheep clothing. He said, watch out for false prophets. They come to you in sheep clothing, but inwardly they are ferocious wolves. And what he said, they come talking good, but they don't mean you no good. So if you're not rooted in the word and know what Jesus is saying, you're going to believe anything. If you know that, they're saying, if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. In other words, you have to know the word to be able to stand. Jesus said, on this rock I stand, every other ground is sinking sand. You know, in the book of Acts, it says, I know that after I leave, you know, the savage wolf, Jesus told him the savage wolf was going to come after he leave among his disciples, and that they would not spare anyone in the flock. So, you know, when they come, they're not gonna spare you. And then John in First John say, dear friend, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirit to see whether it's a spirit from God, because false prophets have gone out into the world. How can you test that spirit and see it's the spirit of God? If it's not written in the Biblos, the book, it's not of God. And that's why we have this soul. It's so pertinent and that we really, really start studying the word. So when the false prophet comes, we'll know. You know, it talks about false, you know, masquerading as angels of the light. In 2 Corinthians, the 11th chapter, verse 13 through 15, such men are false apostles, deceitfully working, masquerading as apostles of Christ. And no wonder for Satan himself masquerading as an angel of light. It is not surprising then if his servant masquerade as servants of righteousness, their end will be what their action deserves. They will be punished for doing it, but they're there. But if we don't know the word of God and we're not rooted in the word of God, then we could easily be drawn into these fake prophets, those telling you that you're supposed to be rich, that everybody can't be, is not going to be rich, that's impossible, that's not so. Yes, everybody can be rich spiritually, but they're telling you that, and so they're giving us some false things that we're to go by, and we need to really, really to get involved into the word of God so we'll know what is the truth. It tells us in Matthew 7:15, watch out for false prophets, that they come to you in sheep clothing, but they're ravenous wolves. So that's all through that. The way you know if this person is a true person of God, you try to spirit by the spirit. If you're speaking the word of God and explaining it in the context in which it is written, it could have a word prosperity, but prosperity, that's why I said earlier about a Bible dictionary. It could mean prosperity, could mean just be happy. The children went into, after walking in the wilderness for the 40 years, they told them when they went into the promised land about they were going to prosper there and have prosperity. Well, they finally had somewhere to sleep. They had vines and crops already growing, and then they had houses. They were to conquer the land and take the people houses and eat the fruit what they had already grown. So they was never rich, but they had their food. It was no longer manna that they were getting. Water didn't have to come for a rock. They had streams and everything there for them to drink. So none of them was never rich, but they had enough to take care of themselves. But we are looking for this magic dust to send us money and riches, because that's the culture we've grown up in America, and that's what white folk have taught us for years, that you're only successful if you got to have money, and that's not true.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. That's good. I'm going to say this. I'm gonna stay on God's mission, because I served the world already, and it was something Dr. Kim said, Devil, I changed my mind. You know what I'm saying? I changed my mind. That stuck right there, because Devil, I changed my mind. You know, and it's something, because I have to use Ephesians chapter 3 and go to verse 20, because everybody's heard this, but you know what I'm saying? Man's plan can't do this for me. Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask or think, according to the power at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. That's good enough for me. I'm stuck right there. I'm good. So man, you keep your plan. I ain't nothing I can do with you. So let's get the last question in for the night. Pastor Jackson had to sign off for the night, so he gives his best. So Pastor Kim, just you and I get ready to sign this show off for the night. Pastor, here's something I want to ask you before we go, and I want you to elaborate on this some more tomorrow night in History Talk. But take a couple of minutes for me and answer a question that has so many people out here confused. Why are so many people, especially in the African American community, so high strung on serving the Egyptian gods today, instead of serving the true and living God of all creation? Why is that still so confusing to the people out there, and how they depict who Jesus is and who he is not? Why is that still so thick in the community today?
I might say something that really shocked you when I tell you this. Where was Moses when you asked the question, where did Moses get all his teaching from? Where did Moses get his beginning and everything that he, all his learning from? He got it from the black Egyptians.
Yes, he did. That's right.
If they did different hieroglyphics that they have, and different writings they have, and different painting and art that they have, symbols they have, they had cross already made. Baptism was first done in Egypt. When I did my thesis, I found out that in Egypt they were doing baptism before that the children of Israel did. A lot of things God trained Moses in. God was training Moses in Egypt for to do certain things. And, you know, God could use something bad and make it into something good. Just that with Jesus, just like with Jesus, Jesus did the what you call it, to baptize Jesus was done. It was first done by Cyrus And then Caesar came back. Those attacks that Cyrus did to build his army when the Persians had conquered Israel. Then when the Egyptians were there, they called the same taxes, and that tax brought Jesus to Bethlehem for to pay taxes. His mother and father had to come there because they were the tribe of David. They were the tribe of Judah. They were the lineage of David. So they had to come there. So God had to get them back, but he used something bad to get them back. Now, when we're dealing with that, we have to look at that, utilize it. There are different signatures that really used in Christianity, and you know, with Egypt, that Egypt that the Egyptians did earlier. You have to understand they hear Jesus in Egypt. When you look at your first translations of your Septuagint of your Old Testament, they were did by the Septuagint. At LXX, you know, dealing with that 70, talking about 70, those who translated the Bible from Hebrew to Greek. A lot of things, and I don't believe in the Egyptian gods or anything like that, but I do know that some of the things that's used now in the Bible teachings really did stem from in Egypt. That they're not going to see what we're doing. We've been whitewashed. A lot of things in the Bible have been whitewashed by Europeans because they don't want nothing to be done about the continent of Africa. And if you ever study your Bible, you'll find out before the gospel ever made it to Europe, to Rome, it was already in Africa and Ethiopia. The Ethiopian eunuch was coming. You remember when the Ethiopian eunuch was coming and he said on the day of Pentecost, when the church first started?
Yes.
Okay.
Amen.
He already knew. He was reading his Bible then. It was already in Africa. It just ain't made it to Rome. It ain't made it over in Europe. So they've been through it before that, but they tell us that, like, you won't pick it up. We've been told, like, to make us feel that we are so human and we had a right because we're so dummy that we need somebody for the hell of us. That they did a lot of things, a whole lot of things and things like that. But I believe in Christ. I believe in Christ. I know that he's not this white person, and I know that in Europe, that the Romans and all these, they kind of whitewashed everything and made everything, and they changed some things from what they mean biblically to suit their agenda. So, and like signing the referendum for slavery. So it's a lot of things in there, but I would not take it. Asa and some other things like that. If you ever notice, they have with the cross, right? It's been there. It's been going on for thousands of years before Jesus, before Christianity. It was thousands of years.
Amen.
Yeah, it was like thousands of years. So it has something that we need to look at, because if you look at it, the Ethiopians, well, you have what they call the Coptic Christians, which come out of Ethiopia and Egypt. You know, they were much before the what they call the Romans and things. But we get all our information from Europe. So that's why we take it that way.
Amen. You know? Amen. Amen. Well, God bless you for that, Pastor. Thank you very much. We're going to take a quick break. We come back. We're going to give our final comments and our Black History notes and our health tips. And Pastor Kim's going to pray us out of here. So stand by. You listen to Breaking Chains, a special assignment on YAT Radio.
You did not create me to worry. You did not create me to fear, but you created me to worship daily, so I'ma leave it all.
with Young Adult Talk on YAT Radio.
I felt that we needed to play that for you tonight, man. I just needed something to touch my spirit too, like that. I'm gonna put all my trust in the Lord. I had to tell the devil. I'm telling you that Dr. Kim's statement is real. Devil, I changed my mind. I put my trust in the Lord, not you no more. Gave up on that buster. All right, y'all. We thank you for turning us on tonight. The special assignment. I pray that something was said that touched your heart, that made you want to even just give some time to the Lord to consider surrendering all to Him and just taking it to Him and just leaving it there. You know, back in the day, just take it to the Lord and leave it there. We used to sing a hymn in church, and you know, I'm not a singer, so you know, but you know, we got to turn all of our issues over to the Lord and stop trying to battle these things in the flesh and in the blood, because that doesn't work. These things coming at us are spiritual, and you got to know how to stand up against it. You got to know how to recognize, and in order for you to do that, you got to study the Word of God. You got to study the Word of God. You got to get into the Word. You got to give your life over to Christ. You got to surrender all to Him. No matter how hard it seems, no matter how difficult the situation, you got to just give it over to Him and just trust in Him. You know what I'm saying? You got to make up the decision. You're going to start whining and complaining, and you're going to get up and you're going to just give it over to the Lord, and you're going to do what thus says the Lord. Let His will be done in your life. And that's my final comment. Dr. Kim, can you give your final comment, sir?
My final comment is learn the Word of God. Study your Bible daily. Study. Get you a good Bible dictionary. Get you a good conservative commentary that's going to make the Word be the Word what it was back during the time it was written. And study it. Study it. That's the only way you could be saved. It's through a careful studying of the Word of God. Get into a Bible teaching church and then follow them in the Bible at all times, because that's what God wants us to do, to be able to know His Word. We can't live by something that we don't know. Also, again, I call the Bible God's GPS. Many of us have our GPS on our phone. We have them in our automobile. But it gives us direction, and the Bible gives us our direction to heaven. I heard Pastor Williams who talked about a sermon that I preached. It's called Satan, I Changed My Mind. Satan, I Changed My Mind. And what it deals with was when we receive Christ as our personal Lord and Savior, we tell Satan, well, you thought you had me. The sermon was, you thought you had me, but I changed. I was living, I was selling drugs. I was out in the street running women. I was drinking, I was doing all these things, but I changed my mind. I'm going to serve the Lord.
Yes.
Amen. So amen. God bless you. And just what I want to tell you is to study. Study the Word of God. Amen. God bless amen. You. Keep you as my prayer, and continue to tune in to this broadcast, because it's heavy. You have some God-fearing men who are trying to teach you the Word of God and trying to answer different questions on a spiritual basis.
Amen.
And that's what I really, really love about this. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you, Pastor. All right, everybody, thank you for being here. Don't forget to join us tomorrow night with our own overseer, Pastor Dr. Levert Kent will be here teaching history talk. A lot of things, Pastor, gets real deep, and I need you to be prepared because class starts at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Bring your pen and pad. Take notes. Be prepared. And be ready to just listen and tune in. And if you're not able to tune in live, tell everybody that every show, it can be found on www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT radio in the archives. Every show from beginning up until this day, you can listen in. All right. It's time to honor our Black History honoree for tonight. Our Black History honoree for tonight is Mr. Benjamin Oliver Davis Jr. Mr. Benjamin Oliver Davis Jr. followed in his father's military footsteps. Davis Sr. was the first African-American general in the U.S. Army. Davis Jr. served as the commander of the famed 99th Pursuit Squadron and later the 332nd Fighter Group in World War II, known popularly as the Tuskegee Airmen. Under his leadership, African-American pilots flew 15,000 sorties, shot down 111 enemy aircraft, and damaged over 200 aircraft on the ground. For his accomplishments, Davis Jr. earned the Silver Star and Distinguished Flying Cross. He became the first African-American general officer in the U.S. Air Force, and in 1998, President Bill Clinton made him a four-star general. Benjamin Oliver Davis Jr. is our Black History honoree tonight. Thank you, sir, for your services. We thank you for tuning in on this Memorial Day. Like every day, we want you to take better care of yourselves. So make sure that you get your exercise in and your stretching in. Do you some side strata house, some sit-ups, some crunches, whatever type of exercise that you indulge in. Make sure that you're doing it. Take a walk. Take a jog. Make sure that you keep yourself hydrated. The temperature is rising. Summer is approaching fastly. So anyway, no matter what day it is, make sure that you drink enough water. 64 ounces of water is the minimum that you should put in your body on a daily basis. So make sure that you do that. Go grab your 4 bottles or 16-ounce bottles of water, or get your 8 glasses and put 8 ounces in it and drink it. However you want to put 64 ounces of water in your body on a minimum daily basis, make sure that you do it. Cut back on all the fried foods. Cut back on all the snacking. If you're going to snack, snack on food full of protein and minerals. And make sure that you eat your vegetables and your fruit, okay? Make sure that you do that. We need to have you mentally healthy, physically healthy, and most importantly, spiritually healthy. Been telling you all night about studying the Word of God. Feed yourself on God's Word. He tells you that man cannot survive by bread alone, but by the words that proceeded out of his mouth, and that's the Word of God. Read it, study it, understand it. Get your dictionaries, your commentaries, all right? We need you spiritually healthy. Pray without ceasing in all situations. Go before the Lord and take it there and leave it in his hands, because the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. We thank you for turning us on. Take care of yourselves out there. Be fruitful in everything that you do. Keep watch out of everything around you, and stay in prayer. Just call God to make sure that your guardian angels are with you at all times, because goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Pastor Kemp, can you pray us out, please, sir? Pastor Kemp?
Yeah. Yes, sir. Amen. Heavenly Amen. Father, we come in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we come asking, Lord, that you would forgive us if we're sinned in any form or fashion by omission or commission. Now, Lord, I ask, Lord, that you would look upon us, Lord, and we pray that this program, that there was something said, something done, that drew yes, someone closer to Jesus and someone asking, what must I do to be saved? Father, yes, so we just say thank you. Lord, thank we thank you for your word going forth. We thank you for every man of God who had something to share tonight. Bless each and every one that was listening and tuned in tonight. Make their homes homes of love, homes of peace, and homes of prayer. Now, Father in heaven, I ask that you would build all of us up where we're torn down. Strengthen us, Lord, where we're weak. For, Lord, you know, being omniscient, Lord, you know everything that we stand in need of. You know everything that we're going to do, what we've done. With peace or have mercy. Now, Father, we ask God's blessing for our local government, our state government, and our federal government. Lord, we ask your blessing upon them and let them be governed for all the people, not just some of the people, Lord. Let's get rid of this division that's in this country and in this world, Lord. Let us all stand behind you. But we know that you are the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh but by Jesus the Christ. Father, we thank you, Lord. Now we pray for those who lost loved ones to COVID, Lord. Those who are sick with COVID. And bless us, Lord, and bless this country that we can overcome COVID-19. Now, Lord, we ask you a special blessing up on Breaking Chains and his founder for 25 years. We ask a blessing for Pastor William, Lord. I ask, Lord, that you would continue to crown his head with wisdom and knowledge from on high. And, Lord, that you would break chains that's in his way. Give him a platform that he could reach more and more individuals. Lord, take away any pain that he might have. And, Lord, let him know that as long as he's doing your work, you say you'll never leave him nor forsake him. And, Lord, I want every one of us to understand that you would never leave us, nor would you forsake us, that you're no further than a whispered prayer. We have to call on your name in the midnight,
yes,
whether it's 12 o'clock in the day, midnight, 12 o'clock,
anytime during the day. Just clone Jesus. He's always there. Bless us. I believe blessings in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen. Amen. I love everyone. Black, white, rich, or poor. I love everyone. And guess what? There's nothing you can do about it. This is agape love. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you, Pastor. Thank you very much. Don't forget, he'll be back here tomorrow evening, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. History Talk right here on Breaking Chains, YAT Radio. Good night. God bless you. Peace.
Oh, my people, I love you. We're a family. Yeah, you and me. Hey, we'll make through it all. No matter what the cost. We're a family. Yeah, you and me. Hey, we'll make it through the pain, the rain, and all the trouble by ourselves. Oh. Oh, 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 my people, I love you.
I love you.
We are dying.
We are dying.
They are lying. Hey. We're being shot and haunted. Why you hating me? I'm just trying to be.
I'm just trying to be.
Great as I can be.
Great as I can be.
Grow with one another. Living happily.
Living happily,
but you hurting me.
Why
not work for peace?
Why not work for peace?
I am from Zion. I am a king, and you're a queen. We'll make it through it all, no matter what the cost. We're a family. Yeah, you and me. We'll make it through the pain. Suffering by ourselves. Oh, 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 oh. My people, I love you.
I love you. Oh, oh.
Why we hurting?
Why we hurting?
Not yet loving.
Not yet loving.
Not yet willing.
Why
to love to all? Oh. Can you feel the grace, family? Another day,
another day.
Take for granted that y'all gave us all new life. But we need to learn to love each other.
Humanity.
Have a peaceful word to say.
Have a peaceful
place for kids to run. Yeah, you and me, hey, we'll make it through it all.
I love you.
My people, I love you. I love you, my people. I love you,
my people.
I feel your pain, people. I feel your pain, people.
Been listening to Breaking Chains on YAT Radio, where we discuss the importance of spiritual, mental, and physical health. You can always get involved in the conversation by calling in at 858-357-9137 or catch the live stream at www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio. That's Breaking Chains, where we leave a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence.
Thanks for turning us on this evening. Just know we are here to assist you in recovering your light from back from the darkness. Speak the truth with Young Adults Talk Live, a ministry for the people of God. So let's join together and recover what's ours. God bless you from the Young Adults Talk family.